Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're on, and this is the Camp Report, the 3YPC Camp Report that you've been listening to all month, all camp long. I am there every single day. This is the Camp Report for August the 7th, 2024. If you want to participate in any of these Camp Reports and you want to ask any questions, you got to become a member of our Discord. And to become a member of our Discord, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFins and you become a member there for $3 a month. As always, this show is brought to you by Prize Picks. Use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS. You deposit $100, you get $100. It's as simple as that. All right, let's get this show on the road. Today's practice was cut short, unfortunately, Rondale Moore. I think that's what I was told, because nobody gets to see it because it was in the far field and he was completely surrounded by Falcon players. But I believe it was, Rondale Moore. I'm going to say this. Today's practice was a total waste. A complete and total waste. And if I were Mike McDaniel, I'd tell the team so. And it was unfortunate, not to be insensitive about it. But, of course, the injury cut the practice short. The Dolphins got no sim work whatsoever done. They got no sim work done whatsoever today. Now you would ask, what's a sim? Well, it's the same, just as you hear it, simulation, which means they get the ball at the 25-yard line, they have a clock, they mark first downs, they have referees, and it's first team versus first team. So you're essentially playing a game, okay? And the objective is to score, okay? So they got none of that done. It seems like on the other side, the Falcons got the ball at the 50, or incorrect. They got the ball at the 40-yard line, their own 40, drove it to the 19, then fumbled. Chop Robinson picked it up, and that ended their only simulation work for the day. There was way too many fights today. There was two full-on brawls that took up about at least 15 minutes of practice time. And then there was a bunch of little mini ones. Dolphins, I guess, tackled to the ground or got hits on sideline, and that set off Falcon players. And then, sure enough, another brawl, and then another one, and then another one. Anyway, let me get to the notes, whatever there was of them, because there wasn't too much. If you put your questions in the chat, I will get to every single one of them, okay? Because we do have tomorrow off. Friday's a football game. We play football. We get to see football. By the way, in the availability beforehand, Mike McDaniel basically told you, yeah, the plan is going to be the same as it has been the last 2 years. Tua will not play on Friday, okay? He said, don't expect any surprises to Joe Shad's question. So that kind of makes it kind of clear, right? All right, River Craycraft and Orange. And I write, boom, that's two. That means I've hit two. Last year I hit five. I think I got a shot at beating my five. I will say this. I should have four already because I had two runners up. All right? I had Tua as a runner up when I gave it to Jalen Waddle, and I had Anthony Walker as a runner up when I gave it to, I believe, was Javon Holland. So, you know, today was a very difficult practice player of the day to give, you know, player of the practice. Very, very hard to give one out today. There was a lot of good, a lot of bad. So I'm going to run through my notes pretty quickly because really not much happened. All right. Jordan Brooks practicing. Good sign. We later find out that Jordan Poyer and Rachel Bush, his wife, reported it. Okay. He has a thumb problem. In my opinion, he probably also has campitis. Okay. Vets, you know, for the most part, they don't really need camp. They don't like camp. It's oppressively hot out there. So Jordan Porter's like, you know what? I'm fine. I don't need much of this. I got all my, I'm getting my installs delivered to my iPad. I'm cool. I'm in the building. That's good. Aaron Brewer also left practice today. And, you know, I guess it's some type of hand injury as well. We shall find out what it is. But I think he's okay. He went in. He walked into... when you hear, oh, he walks into the Baptist Medical Center, all you're doing is walking inside. Okay? That building is basically right on the field. So you walk in through the doors, the same doors I walked through to go to the media room, and then you hang a left instead of hanging right. You hang a right, you go to the media room. You hang a left, you go into the Baptist Medical Facility. So I guess it's a hand injury. I know he walked in on his own power. So that's a good sign. So it was no lower body injury. But I guess somebody's reporting that it was a hand injury. So we shall see. All right. All right, big eye on Jordan Brooks, as this is the first live action in the last few days. Near field install, warm up, and Harley, who they just signed, former Hurricane wide receiver, was assigned the number 4 jersey as a temporary jersey today. Okay. I was surprised they didn't sign Damir Bird, because Damir Bird has done it at the NFL level, and he has 4.25 speed. So that makes a lot of sense to me. All right, they got to teach Matos how to play football. People just don't look like that. Yeah, that's a first off the bus guy if you've ever seen one. Cheap motion install. And then I write, somebody call Mike Florio and tell him to call the cops. So, yeah, if they're outlawing this thing, then the Dolphins evidently are wasting all their time in this training camp because they're practicing all of that stuff. Every single practice. Extended installs, I write cool shit. I can't talk about the lineups that they're using in the pass rush install, but use your imagination. Interesting stuff. H-Han with the orange cleats, and then I write, it's such a good look. Yeah, it looks good on him. It makes him look faster than he already is. And then I write, OBJ looks great to me. He looks ready to play football. Just cutting, catching, running fast, sprinting. Odell Beckham Jr. looks like he's close to returning, and they need him. That wide receiver core, the back end of the wide receiver core is bad. It's just not good. You know, if it weren't for River Craycraft, I'd be really concerned because then I'd be thinking about, my God, we don't even have five. But as it stands right now, they got a solid five. I'm really optimistic on Malik Washington. He's getting better every single day. And his physicality, his speed. He could run, okay, is noticeable. Today, caught an absolute dime from Mike White. Spoiler alert. Moving on. All right, Mike McDaniel chatting up Grady Jarrett. Really cool to see, by the way, okay? Mike McDaniel was, he was a chatty Cathy with Grady Jarrett for a good 30 minutes, man, right before practice. And then Tua comes over, and it's a love fest. And then I'm thinking to myself, you know what? If the Falcons season goes way south, put in a call, okay? Put in a call, because we know that guy can play. That guy's a stud. All right, punt teams. I made a note to watch. First punt I watched, Bailey, 58 yards net. Pretty nice. He was booming them today. By the way, the punter for the Falcons, Binion, 6'5". Pinion, actually, his last name. 6'5", 255 pounds. Jesus Christ, what a leg on that guy. He was sending those things to the moon. All right, and then, of course, now I got notes on all the fights, and who cares? They did a bunch of 11-on-11 work, and mostly it was like a 5-to-1 run-to-pass ratio for Miami. I don't think that they were getting too much out of these things. They did some goal line stuff, respotted at the 8-yard line. Very nice screen set up for Jonnu Smith. He scored. Achane got some room to run outside. He also looked pretty good. Skylar Thompson came in and had some moments. I decided to watch Kirk Cousins from the 10-yard line going in. There was a false start. And then evidently when I stopped watching Skylar Thompson, his team started scoring on every single play inside the 10-yard line. Now, I will say this. Michael Penix, I spoke to some guys on the Atlanta beat. Not impressed so far in camp. He's not had a good camp. He's not had a good 2 days, really. He seems to have some accuracy issues past 10 yards, really. Nothing's really on time or on target or with good ball placement. Even some short passes, he was maybe overthrowing. Maybe it's the speed of the game that's getting to him. Maybe it's the Dolphins pass rush. You know who's on that unit. But, yeah, Michael Penix Jr., I'm kind of disappointed in these 2 days. I was looking forward to watching him play, and I watched pretty much every single snap he took for the most part. If I missed maybe a handful, then I missed a handful. But I watched him for 2 days. He wasn't very good for 2 days. In fact, Tua was the only offense that had some success, and that was yesterday. Tua's offense today was not good. Kirk Cousins drove it 58 yards today and then fumbled at the 19-yard line. Chop Robinson picked it up. There was not much offense today. And there was not much to see from the Dolphins because they didn't get any sim portions in. All they did was just, you know, run plays over and over again from the 50-yard line. And then they ran some goal line stuff. I guess they tried to juice things up. They had a throwing competition for the quarterbacks on the far field. The two finalists were Michael Penix and Tua. They each had one throw to make. Penix scored with his. Then Tua, all the pressure was on. He has to score with his from the 30-yard line, throw it into like a net. He scored as well. So now they had to break the ties, and it was the quarterback's coaches that went next. The Falcons coach missed, and Darrell Bevell came up huge. One throw to win it. He makes it. Dolphins win the quarterback competition. Skylar Thompson and Mike White, neither one of them scored anything for their team. Essentially, it was Michael Penix and Tua that carried the team. I believe both of them were 2-for-2 on their throws. All right, they get back at it. More brawls. Tua flare screen to Achane, flag, hold. That thing was going to go the distance. But there was a flag thrown on the field. They called a hold on the perimeter on Durham Smythe. I'll tell you who it was. Was it a hold? I don't know. But referee was there. I'll take his word for it. It looked bang-bang to me, actually, because it looked like he actually disengaged. All right, Keon Smith. Another bad day, man. Got beat on a couple of pass rushes. Tua throws it away. An empty look, and Tua overthrows Craycraft over the middle. He had him wide open. Wide open. On the opposite field, Bijan Robinson bursts one for 15 yards. Cousins to Pitts. Look, if we were giving it out to everybody on the field, I would have given it to Kyle Pitts today. He made some noise. Caught a 12-yarder, caught a 29-yarder. All against single coverage, but still, made plays. Storm Duck with a PBU on Penix, opposite field. And then Mike White, a dime to Malik Washington. Big gain down the sideline. Nice to see. And I think he's picking it up as well. He's picking up the offense. Let me see if I can reveal this. Yeah, he's doing a lot of the motions that you would think that Tyreek would be doing. So, I can't wait to watch him play on Friday. And with that, I can reveal, man, it's between Malik Washington and Mike White today for my player of the practice. You know? And Mike White's been so bad in camp that I'm thinking of not handing it to him. So, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Malik Washington, you are my player of the practice. All right, not much else happened. Cam Smith, another injury. This time he was grabbing himself, so it looked like it was some type of groin, but we don't know. Let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sport. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3YARDS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They won't reveal that. I guess we'll see before Friday's game. They'll release a injury report, and then we will know what exactly is his problem. Not much else really happened on this day. Then you had the injury to Rondale Moore. Everybody gathered around him. It was on the far field, the very farthest away that you can get from where we were watching practice. And we couldn't see who it was until all we kept hearing was, oh, it's an 8, it's a smaller guy, and then you start deducing who it is. And when they put him on the backboard, they put an air cast on him. He was moving his extremities, not his leg, obviously. So evidently it was pretty bad. And, you know, they cut practice short. So we're going to get to these questions in the chat since practice was, in fact, cut short. We got a pretty good crowd in here for a Wednesday before a preseason game. Must be football in the air. Can't wait for this game. There's a lot of guys to watch, man. Like, you got to figure Chop Robinson's going to play a lot. You got to figure Malik Washington's going to play a lot. Jalen Wright. Like, we want to watch these guys. This is going to be fun to watch, to see those three rookies go to work. Mo Kamara. So, yes, absolutely. Friday is going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to have a lot of coverage here on our Discord OnlyFans. Remember, discord.gg/OnlyFans, $3 a month. All right, let's get to the questions. What is the most competitive position battle so far in camp? Great question. I think the most competitive position battle is for the third defensive tackle spot in the rotation. There's three guys that legitimately deserve a lot of snaps. Man, I'm starting to see Leonard Payne come on a little bit. That dude is strong. First of all, he's really strong. Makes plays. Beats up his opposition. Now, he's not going up against first-teamers, obviously. Okay? But I'm pretty impressed with what he's done so far in camp. I like Tirtar. Tirtar's just been good. He's been good in camp. And look, I was going to give him today the player of the practice, but I don't think it's fair since I didn't get to see him all practice. And I don't think that's fair to hand out the player of the practice to a guy that I didn't see play all practice. But when I did, he was making plays. He had a TFL. He had a run stop. He was very, very good today. I like what Tirtart's giving them. Absolutely. He's giving them a ton. Neville Gallimore's going to give you a lot of effort as well. So I kind of like this group. And I know you're wondering, why is he saying the third spot? Well, first of all, I don't count Benito Jones because he's a zero, okay? He's going to be the zero tech. He's the nose guard. So he's one of one. His position is unique on the team. Calais Campbell, I think, is going to play a lot inside. So I'm counting Calais Campbell and Zach Sealer as the main interior guys. Next question, how did the defense and offensive line perform? Should we be concerned about the offensive line performance today considering how many guys were missing? You should be concerned about the offensive line performance because I think they're short an interior offensive lineman. They got to get one, or one has to emerge. On the good, you have two things going for you. Isaiah Wynn is expected back. At least they say so. I just haven't seen him. Robert Jones has been very, very good. Terron Armstead is the starter at left tackle. And we know, you know, Keon Smith is not the starter at left tackle. And he's the one who's had a lot of issues. Okay? So, you know, I'd be concerned with the depth right now. Because I think that they're missing an interior offensive lineman. And I think that they should pound the pavement for one. As far as how did the defense look? Fabulous. They were good for 2 days against the Falcons' first-teamers and second-teamers. All right, next question. Really haven't heard much on the running back group outside of Mostert and Achane. Achane. What does the pecking order look like beyond that, and how much work are Wilson, Wright, Ahmed? Well, Ahmed is injured right now. Brooks getting. Is anyone standing out? Of course, Jalen Wright's standing out. Jeff Wilson has been very good in camp. Those are your top four guys. Okay? It's the four most obvious. Those are your top four guys. Chris Brooks, I think, is bringing up the rear. He's a practice squad stash, in my opinion. Didn't hear Paul mention today, good or bad. That's good. It's coming on a little bit. Man, if he could figure out his feet, they got something. Okay? And they definitely have something in pass pro. He is so strong. Once he gets his hands on you, it's a wrap. You're not going anywhere. Okay? So, his issues, I hated his hand placement in college, okay? And it's pretty much everywhere. He was kind of a catcher. He wouldn't punch. Like, he would try to catch you with his chest. I think his issues are his feet. If you can figure out his feet, man, they have something. Because he is absolutely strong. All right, with TBE departure of Wilkins and your observations between the whistles, who are the candidates for our new war daddy on D? Well, it's kind of obvious, right? Calais, man. Dude's a borderline Hall of Famer. All right, of Hand, Harris, Gallimore, and Tart, which two would you choose to cut? Wow, that's a... First of all, I'm probably not cutting any of them, assuming they can only keep five defensive tackles total. They're not going to keep five total. They're gonna keep five on the roster, okay? One is going to go to the practice squad. So you got to figure who you can move into the practice squad. Let's deduce if we take them all one by one. Deshaun Hand has been very, very good. Neville Gallimore got guaranteed his entire salary. And Tirtart has been very good all camp. So you're keeping those three and you're cutting Harris. That's if I must cut somebody. If the Brewer hand injury is something that lingers, do you think Miami looks outside and tries to keep Liam at right guard, or do they make a move for another guard and go with what they know at center? I think they go with what they know at center. At least that's what they did in an emergency today. Is the offensive line worse than last year? Well, I think last year it was god-awful because all your best players didn't play. They were all injured. Your top three guys played less than 50% of the snaps last year. So it was easily worse last year. All right. Taking a drink there from my crush. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most worried, how worried are you about the offensive... Oh, my God. Another offensive line question. As it stands, costing this team in December and January when it matters most, you're always concerned about the depth, okay? If they add a guard, I would not be concerned. Of course, everything's contingent on these guys being healthy, you know? How confident are you in this offensive line... holding up, knowing the defense is pinning their ears back. Well, they better not pin their ears back too far. You start sending blitzes on our offense, we're going to score 80 points a game. Simple as that. So, it's a balance. Teams, they say, maybe we could get to Tua with a blitz here or there. Or we could give up 65 points. So, be very careful. Dolphins have a lot of answers for blitzes. I'll just say that. A lot of answers. And none of them entail turtling up and throwing the ball away, okay? They entail getting the ball out to very fast people in space. And they can. So, I don't think Miami's a team that you want to blitz. You want to try to beat that offensive line with four guys. That's how you beat Miami. With practice being cut short today and the team not having any Sims today, does the game plan change for Friday? I don't think so. I think they were going to play a lot of backups anyway, okay? So I don't think it changes too much, although you would have liked to have some Sims today from your first team offense against Atlanta's defense. Like, you would have liked to get 2 days of that, right? You kind of felt good about what you did yesterday. You had one Sim, one drive, you kicked the field goal, you know? So you scored one drive, 3 points. Today you would have liked to have done it again, right? Maybe score a touchdown, but you didn't get to do that today. Who's a player or position group that needs to make an impact on Friday's game? You got to see these defensive tackles keep making plays. They look good so far. I like Leonard Payne. Don't set Leonard Payne short. This is a good group. They know what they're doing. They knew what they were doing when they signed all these guys. First of all, none of these guys are going to play 900 snaps, okay? These guys are going to be fresh. They're going to keep a rotation in. I think it's a good group. Now, are they going to replace Christian Wilkins? You don't replace a Christian Wilkins unless you go get, you know, Dexter Lawrence. But you're not going to get Dexter Lawrence. And you're not going to pay a defensive tackle $25 million a year. So, you sign a bunch of guys to play a bunch of snaps, and you count on Zach Sealer being Zach Sealer. And Calais Campbell to give you a season comparable to what he had last year, and you are set. Cater seems to be having a good camp. Now is should have been what you should put in parentheses, because he did not get off to a good start. System utilization fit him better than last year's system, you think? Difficult, hard to say. We shall see Friday. We shall see where they intend to play him. Okay. Need him still more nickel than safety in camp. He's more of a cornerback than a safety in this camp. Chances Cam gets cut. No, come on, man. Cam Smith is not getting cut. Liam? No, Liam might get traded if they trade for a guard and it's a starter. They might trade Liam. Or they might just cut him, you know, to save the money. So there's a savings to be had there with Liam Eikenberg, you know. But only if you can find a guard, okay? Because he's kind of valuable right now because he could play so many positions. But Cam Smith, come on, man. He's not getting cut. You don't cut guys because they get injured. Especially when he plays, he's actually pretty good. It's only year two, all right? There's plenty of camp to go still. If they haven't cut Liam or Tindall yet, they aren't cutting Cam Smith. Yeah, that's how it works. And by the way, Tindall, coming on. Cooper DeJean or Ethan Bonner, who are you taking? Well, Cooper DeJean has the pedigree, you know what I mean? By the way, a reminder, I do not take questions live on this show. That's for the vetted show. So if you're in the queue, it's not going to happen for you. So wait for the vetted show. All right. Is the combo of Tua, Hill, and Waddle a better combo than Marino, Clayton, and Duper? Wasn't fortunate enough to see the old guys. How does the current trio stack up? Well, this trio was actually better. in 2022. Okay. Well, not the trio, the two receivers. Clayton and Duper were absolutely great. The new record holders for yardage by a tandem of wide receivers belongs to Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Okay? And then they almost did it again the following year. So, look, Marino, Clayton and Duper, 1984, the number one offense in football, number one scoring offense in football. Dolphins haven't done that yet. They have the number one offense, and they had the number two scoring offense. Go look at the points per game in that season and the points per game last season. They were off by about 2 points. So you want to see this group be better than Marino, Clayton, and Duper? Score two more points per game and finish off the season good and get the one seed, and then they will be. Okay? Because then they'll do exactly what that team did. And, of course, win a Super Bowl, and then you're better. Clearly better. Last question. Do you have a sense for how the offense will operate when down by one or two scores? Yeah, balls to the wall and try to score 80. You know, that's one thing this offense can do. If it's behind, it could push the ball down the field. You know, and I think this year they're better equipped for a lot of, for keeping the ball moving the sticks on longer drives, because I think they're going to get running backs and tight ends involved. And they're going to be living in that short to intermediate area. And if teams start committing safeties to that area, they're going to be able to hit them over the top. I think the offense is going to be better. It's more diverse this year. Last question. It's the same part, but it's two-parter. Are there any back-of-roster wide receivers on other teams we can pick up to improve the unit? Well, they just picked up Harley. But wait for the first cut. The first cut, you're usually going to see something like that happen. I wouldn't put it past this team if they trade a seventh-round pick for a guy that might get cut, you know what I mean? Just to get him onto the team early. But that's up to the pro personnel side, that they got to scour every single roster and then handicap going forward who's going to get cut. All right, that's it. There is no more. I will talk to you again after the game. So I'll do one of these on Saturday. See you then.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.